जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा कालाचंजी राधा कालाचंजी राधे, जय राधा गोविंद राधे, जय छोटा राधा कालाचंजी राधा कालाचंजी राधे, जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा, जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा, जय गौरनिताय 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव
और प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णु पदा परमहंस प्रजारासंगित स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णु पदा परमहंस प्रजारासंगित स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णु पदा परमहंस प्रजार भक्ति श्रीमा श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार श्रीला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय स्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपा गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुरा धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय बृहद मृदंग की जय सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय श्रीमद भागवतम की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, everyone, in this morning in Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11. Chapter 23, text 31. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 31. श्री भगवान उवाच इति अभिप्रेत्य मनसा या अवंतयो द्विज सत्तमा उन्मुच्य हृदय ग्रंथिन शांतो भिक्षुर अभुन्मुनि श्री भगवान उवाच इति अभिप्रेत्य मनसा ह्यावन्तयो द्विज सत्तमा उन्मुच्य हृदय ग्रंथिन शांतो भिक्षुर अभुन्मुनि श्री भगवान उवाच इति अभिप्रेत्य मनसा या अवन्तयो द्विज सत्तमा उन्मुच्य हृदय ग्रंथिन शांतो भिक्षुर अभुन्मुनि वर्ड टू वर्ड श्री भगवान वाच द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सेड इति दस अभिप्रेत्या कॉन्क्लूडिंग मनसा विद इन हिज माइंड ही इंडीड अवंत्या ऑफ द डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ अवंती द्विज सत्तमः Now the most pious Brahman, Unmuchya, untying Hridaya in his heart, Granthin, the knots of desire, Shantaha, peaceful, Bhikshu, a mendicant, Sannyasi, Abhut, he became Munihi, silent. Translation by the disciple Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Shri Krishna continued. His mind thus determined that most excellent Avanti Brahmana was able to unite, was able to untie the knots of desire within his heart. He then assumed the role of a peaceful and silent sannyasi mendicant. I'll repeat again the translation. Lord Shri Krishna continued, his mind thus determined that most excellent Avanti Brahmana was able to untie the knots of desire within his heart. He then assumed the role of a peaceful and silent sannyasi mendicant. So there is no purport for this text. So we'll go to next text, text 32.
Sachachara mahim etam sam sanyatme indriya nila bhikshartham nagar gramam asango alakshito avishat.
Translation. He wandered about the earth, keeping his intelligence, senses and life fear under control. To beg charity, he traveled alone to various cities and villages. He did not advertise his advanced spiritual position and thus was not recognized by others. Purport by the disciple Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the acceptance of the three Dandi sannyas order of life is the chief indication that one has actually taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The three rods of the danda or staff of the Vaishnava sannyasi indicate control of the body, mind and words by engaging them only in loving service of the Lord. This procedure helps one to become more tolerant than a tree, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By strict control of one's body, mind and speech, the quality of tolerance becomes strengthened, and thus one manifests the further qualities of forgiving others, never wasting one's time. Detachment from sense gratification, lack of false pride in one's work, and not hankering for liberation. One in this way gives up the mentality of materialistic persons who establish so-called affectionate relationship of mutual flattery and exploit each other for sense gratification. One who adopts the strict path of Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of great souls, can achieve the shelter of the Lord. So once again the translation of text 32. He wandered about the earth, keeping his intelligence, senses and life fear under control. To beg charity, he traveled alone to various cities and villages. He did not advertise his advanced spiritual position and thus was not recognized by others.
Om Ajnana Tirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Isthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhpadkamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितम् च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंच कल्पत्रुभेश्च कृपा सिंधुभेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम विष्णु बुधाय कृष्ण बुधाय विष्णु राधा नाथ स्वामी दे नाम नमः ओम विष्णु बुधाय कृष्ण बुधाय भक्ति कंस नाम नमस्ते सरस्ते वे गौरवाणी चंद्र पाच देशित So we are reading from the chapter from 11th canto is entitled The Song of Avanti Brahman. So toward the end of the chapter number 22nd, Uddhava stated that it is very, very difficult to overcome the offenses committed against them by ignorant people. So Uddhava made a statement, and this beginning of chapter Krishna started elaborating on this statement, and Krishna said in the beginning, there is no saintly man in this world capable of resettling his own mind after it has been disturbed by the insulting words of uncivilized men. So we saw from both the statements that both Lord and his devotee both accepting the power of words. It's very easy to hurt someone, but it's very difficult to come back in balance after those humiliating or insulting words by other people. So that's why we continue with this journey, and we elaborate on those points and go through the learning experience through the story of Avanti Brahmana. So Krishna told Uddhava, let me explain you or tell you a story of Avanti Brahman. So Avanti still is a place in India. It's called Ujjain. Lord Shankar Bhagwan's Mahakal deity is very famous there. So it's still a place that exists on the earth. So Krishna started saying that in Avanti, there was a Brahman who was very rich and gifted with all opulences. So it looked like he was having everything that he is supposed to have to his life in peaceful, wonderful way and in a Krishna conscious way. But let's see what happens next. So he was engaged in occupation of commerce, basically agriculture and banking. So that's why he was wonderful doing the job of Vaishnava, or you can say Vaishva, not Vaishnava. But there was some problem. What was those problem? He was very lusty, greedy, and prone to anger. So these are the symptoms of a problem in anyone. We have those, we have to be very careful, because we can see what will happen next if we don't get over these issues. So we understand from Krishna consciousness, there are 6 bad qualities we all should avoid to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. And those are Kaam, Krodh, Moh, Lobh, Mad and Matsarya. Lust, greed, anger, attachment, illusion and envy. And all of those causes what? The heart become very hard. They try to give you a sense of false pride, arrogance, and those are the qualities that be represented by those qualities. So what was happening is his home, there was no religiosity and there was no proper sense gratification. What is it? Krishna was using the word lawful sense gratification. So there were no proper running of the home either. There was no respect for family members and guests. So nobody was welcome, even though he had such amount of wealth and opulence. Sometimes he even have enough gratification for his own body because he was very hard-hearted and very miser in his approach. He just want to be guard his wealth. Like Krishna saying, he's like trying to be like yaksha and guard his wealth. And what will happen? He become inimical towards everyone, even his immediate family member, wives, sons, daughters, immediate relatives. They did not have any good relationship with any one of them because the person is always scared that these people are going to take my money away from me. So he did not feel very secured about his situation. What was happen? The result? He would not get any good destination in this world or the next. This Krishna is saying that if you have those qualities, you have everything that you supposed to have, even though you does not develop a good quality, you don't respect others, your home is not for Krishna consciousness, then you don't have good destination anyway, either in this world or in the next. So what has happened? Because he is neglecting all the demigods, all the deities, slowly he start losing his wealth and his piety. And what happened? The wealth was taken away by the thieves, relatives, some other men's government. So that's how it happened when we don't have the good karma and we also don't act as per the guidance provided in our scriptures. This is what happens in anyone's life. Then finally, he lost everything. His family members started breaking the relationship with him. They went away. He lost all the money. The only thing he got is unbearable anxieties. This is what happens when we do not perform our duties properly. So now he lost everything. He do not have any friend. He doesn't have any family relative. He doesn't have any money and he has nothing. He lost everything. So now after losing everything, he was meditating for a long time. What to do? What have I done wrong? Why things are not working the way I thought? That's how all we think. We make very big plans, all of us. And if Krishna is not in the center of those plans, the plans will like this. Like Prabhupada said so many times, man proposes, God disposes. So that's what happened because we think we are in charge, even though we have no control, even our own body. And what happens, whatever is given by the God, we start losing it. So then he thought during his meditation, I tormented myself uselessly, struggling so hard for money that was not intended for religiosity or material enjoyment. So you think I wasted all my life just to get more money. For what? Even I did not have planned to use it for the right purposes. So I wasted my entire life. That's why Prabhupada said, human life is very, very precious. Do not waste it. Otherwise, what will happen? Krishna says, even you become so famous, so virtuous, but even a small traces of white leprosy can spoil you everything. Even though you're so beautiful. So then, he start thinking into detail why this happened to me. Then he thought, in earning, he had the desire to do what? He has a desire to earn, desire to attainment, increase what he has, protect what he has. And then he got anxiety when there are expenses, losses. He wanted to have more enjoyment also. But he said, even though I would like, I was looking for those good reasons to enjoy. But what I got is these things. I got hard labor. I became fearful of everyone around me. I had a lot of anxiety and had a lot of delusion. So these are the results of having a life without Krishna consciousness. Doesn't matter how much labor we do, we become very fearful because we do not trust anyone around us. We understand people are welcoming me, honoring me, respecting me because I have something and they want it. What it develops a lot of fear and anxieties. And then delusion arises from that. So he's saying there are 15 undesirable qualities that he should have avoided. This is his realization that Krishna is stating here. What are those qualities? Number one is theft. We are really fearful people. We steal everything what we have. Then about violence. We don't love one anyone. You can directly or indirectly be violent on them. Even eating could be violent if you're eating meat. You're creating violence on others, animals. And also when people think only about themselves, they speak lot of lies. The next quality he is saying is duplicity. They're not the humble people anymore because they are trying to cheat others. So that's why they are duplicit. Then lust. They are become very lusty. And because of lust, they develop anger. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that. And what happens next? Number seven is perplexity. So we become very perplexed in our life because we don't have very good quality. We don't have a clear vision. What's next? We only worried about how I can get more. It develops false sense of pride. Even we don't have nothing to pride of here, nothing to proud about anything, but still we develop, I have so much wealth, money, and everything else. So that quality develops also. And we start quarreling with others because when you're no longer humble, you understand everybody's trying to cheat you. You don't trust them. So that's why you develop a quarreling nature. Start fighting with each other too. And there is no love, there always fight. Then next he says enmity. So you develop enmity with others. Faithlessness. That's an important point as well. Number 11. That we become faithless in what is given to you, who is giving to us, all those things. And number 12 is envy. We become very, very envious. This is one of the biggest problems we in this world too. We don't feel very happy when we see others are happy. If others are getting something, we don't feel happy. We become what? Envious. Why shouldn't I get it? Why others? I am more qualified and deserving to get these things. What are the opulent? Order money, it's me who should get more rather than others. So we become envious. And then you, what will happen when you have a lot of opulence and money, a lot of women around you. And also you develop a nature to gamble because you want more. So you think, how can I get more quickly? And also you take shelter of intoxication because you are so much in anxiety, you want to get some relief. How to get relief? So somehow subdue yourself somewhere so you don't even think about your worries. So you get in shelter of intoxication. So I was thinking that Krishna is stating these 15 qualities. Prabhupada took the most important of those bad qualities. What are those? Meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, and intoxication. Prabhupada said, this is the four pillars of sins in this world. So first of all, since we have so many bad qualities from our past life, baggage of sin, so what we have to do, if we want to become Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious in our life, is stop accumulating more bad qualities. What to do? First, stop having those bad qualities, performing those bad things. So that's why Prabhupada came with the idea of these four principles. So we can stop accumulating more dust on our mirror of the heart. Since we already have so much. But if you want to clean something, you need to make sure you're not making it dirty further. You have to stop making it bad first. Now you stop it, so now you're not adding any more bad karma based upon these four regulative principles. But what about all the baggage that we're carrying in our heart from a lifetime, our lifetime? That's why he gave us the rare gift of Srila Prabhupada, gave us a rare gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So what it does, if you chant properly, attentively, the transcendent sound vibration through our ears enters into the heart, the spiritual heart that we have, where our soul and super soul is staying together. It starts cleansing. So this is the cleansing process. So slowly, slowly it removes all the bad qualities, all the dust that we accumulated for millions of lifetime. And if we have full faith and attention with determination, we can become totally clean and we become pure. And we can see Krishna sitting in our heart face to face. And we can go back to Godhead where we belong, not in this world where everything is a problem or misery. So Prabhupada understands that human life is very, very rare. Even the demigods want this life, but not for sense gratification. To go on the path of Krishna consciousness without wasting any moment of the life. This is why it's important. And if you're wasting our time, then we're not using it properly. And because every moment lost, we can't recover in any way by putting any money. We have to be careful how we utilizing our time too. So Avanti Brahmana was thinking, I had everything, but I should have utilized my money properly by distributing it to demigods, forefather, living entities. But what I did, I wasted everything, all my money and life even. So he's thinking, now I'm so old, how much I can do now? What I should do? But then thought came to his mind that Lord Hari is so merciful. So now he's getting some mercy within his mind, although. He was thinking the Lord brought him to this suffering condition because he wanted to give him more, which is beyond those material enjoyment. And he was thinking, that's why he forced me to experience detachment. So this is what happens when we attach to those materialist thing. We don't want to leave it because they give some kind of pride, some kind of comfort, some kind of enjoyment. And if you don't leave it, then at the time of death, Krishna forces you to leave it anyway. So you won't lose it anyway. That way, singing, at least Krishna is very, very kind on me that he forced me now, not at the time of death. At least I have some time. So he was thinking, what to do? I don't know how much time I have in my life left. But whatever time I have, I should use this time to get the mercy of the Lord like a boat which can carry me over the ocean of material life. That's the only boat I need, nothing else. Everything else doesn't work there. I can't go back to Godhead whatever I had in the past. So now Krishna wants to give me real mercy. God is really merciful on me now. What I should do now? He said, now for my remaining life, I will perform what? So he has some determination. It came to his mind what he should do next. He said, I'll perform austerity. our only depend or what I only need is just bare necessity of life. I only work for the self-interest. So what is good for me, only for those things. And I remain satisfied with the self. That's also a very important point. Even you're trying to very austere person, you need to make sure you're satisfied with what you have and you're not hankering or lamenting what you don't have. That's one of the very important points as well. So as a result of these thoughts, he became very determined in his mind. And he assumed the role of a peaceful and silent sannyasi mendicant. So he thought, now I'm not going to speak anything bad. I'm not going to say any useless words. I'm going to become very silent and peaceful sannyasi. And if you understand, it's not easy to be remain silent. People will say so many things, bad things if you don't speak. People give you so much insult. So it's become very, very difficult for anyone. So he took a vow, which is very, very difficult, but he was determined to do it. So I was thinking that Srila Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita has also mentioned something about speaking, about the jiva, the tongue. So I said, that's a good point to read the instruction of Rupa Goswami at this point. But this is the determination of this sannyasi. So in the text 1 on Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami said, Vacho Vegam, Mansa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udaropastha Vegam, Etan Vegan, Yo Vasaheta Dhira, Sarvam Apimam, Prithvims Sasishyat. So translation, a sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the action of anger, and the urges of tongue, belly, and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So we see that when you're in line with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, only then you can make progress toward the Krishna conscious in our life. So Prabhu Rupa Goswami is clearly saying we should tolerate the urges to speak, because we sometimes speak anything that comes to mind, something that we thought we are enjoying or some pride that we have to give, to tell others. Then by telling them, we think, oh, we are so special, we are so great, is it? And then sometimes we speak because mind desires those things. Oh, I like this, I like that. I should go here, I do that. And sometimes we speak bad words or insulting words. Why? Because we are very angry. When we angry, we don't think, is it? Mind doesn't work properly. Only tongue works. Whatever comes, it says, without even thinking. And it happens wonders in our life in a bad way, completely. And very difficult to repair. Though sometimes it breaks relationship completely just by having bad words in anger. Maybe later on we realize why I shouldn't have said those things. But at that point, since we are out of control, we can't even think. We said whatever comes to mind. And that's one of the biggest problems we see around people too. If you say something which is hurting them, they start yelling bad words back to you. Without even thinking, maybe what we're saying, it's good for them. It might be hurting. Because something is give you pain, that means something is working. Is it? When you're disease, you give the medicine, it's working, is it? Sometimes it may increase the pain too. But later on, it start giving relief to you. You go to next verse and Rupa Goswami is talking about the jaundice and sugar and see how it works. But so those are the word people don't realize how it really works. And then next comes Rupa Goswami saying, urges of the tongue. Is it? What it does, either it can speak some words or it can taste food, is it? It looks for those two things everywhere, is it? And also, then belly will be happy when tongue is tasting nice food. We can also taste nice food, because Krishna has given everything that we can eat in a nice way with Krishna's blessing by having form of Krishna prasadam. So it's not that we should not, but at the same we have to be careful, not everything everywhere. That's the most important point. And lastly, the genitals that we talked about, the sex desire that everybody has, they want to satisfy it, and is never going to satisfy it. It increases more and more. If you have those qualities, Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, then you are qualified to become guru, and you make disciples all over the world. So we see in this verse also, this saintly Brahman became a mendicant or sannyasi, which is decided not to speak anything. So he's kind of following the guidelines that Rupa Goswami is stating here now. So Rupa Goswami is saying, again, the caution for all of us in his second text of Upadeshamrita. Atyadhra prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha sadbir bhaktir vinashyati. One's devotional service is spoiled when he become too entangled in the following six activities. So let's hear from Rupa Goswami what we need to be careful. Number one, eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. We all hanker for that. The stock market runs on the same principle. If you have something, you can have more. By putting everything what you have on risk, then only you can get more, is it? And there is no guarantee that you can get it, but still we are very hopeful. Even though everybody is losing, I may not lose it. I am so special. I am going to invest in a proper way. I know all the tricks and logics of how it works. So that is the problem, sir. That's why there is a caution here for all of us. And then second one, over endeavoring for a mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. So life is for Krishna consciousness. Don't do all hard labor all day long just to get few paisa or few rupees or few cent, few dollars, is it? Krishna has providing everything to each one of us. Use it for the purpose it is provided. Use it for Krishna, Krishna's devotees. Use at home, we can make nice prasadam. You can offer to the Lord, is it? But that bhoga that is offered to the Lord become prasadam, and that is very full of mercy. Even there was a study in University of Florida. They experimented the people who eat prasadam, what is effect on their brain. And they say they became more intelligent, their memory becomes stronger. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that it will affect your memory if you eat prasadam. So it's really important to understand what to eat and what not to eat. What to obtain and what not to obtain. If anything we obtain which are hurdles in our Krishna consciousness, then we should not obtain. The guideline is, if anything we can obtain is good. If it is, it can be used for advancement in Krishna consciousness, to help the Krishna consciousness movement, then wonderful. It doesn't matter if it is money, wealth, anything else. But if the purpose is self-gratification, then we are getting more entangled if we get more. That's the problem. So number three, prajalpa. What is that? Talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. This is the biggest disease all of us have, is it? Where you see the two people got together, they started talking everything about the world, what their opinion about the world, what happened, what should have happened, all those things. And they think they have in control, they can decide how things should happen in the life. And what are the qualities that we have, that we try to talk bad about others. This guy doesn't have good thing, this devotee is not performing his sadhana properly, he's not coming to Mangalarti, oh, I'm so good, even I don't come. So first of all, the concept is, Prabhupada said so many times, those qualities that we're seeing or the bad qualities we're seeing in others is basically reflection of what we have inside. Since we are lacking in those qualities, we're seeing the same thing in others. And Krishna giving us power to see more. Because we think we are perfect and others are not doing it the way I think it should be. And that's why all the enviousness, all the enmity develops. When we don't pay respect to others. To us, if we think everybody around us could be a Shiksha Guru for all of us. Everybody has some unique quality that we can learn from them, rather than wasting our time thinking what they have bad into it. Sometimes it's sad, even you have 100%, out of 100%, you have 99% good quality, one bad quality, then people highlight that one bad quality. Oh, Prabhu, you have such bad quality. You're such a bad person. Even, and ignoring the 99% good quality that anybody has. And this is our tendency. This is the caution that Rupa Goswami is trying to tell us. Be very, very careful. Try to see good in others. That only way we can improve ourselves. Then he's saying number four, practicing the scriptural rules and regulation only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting rules and regulations of the scripture and working independently or whimsically. So he's saying if you're just following the rules, even you're following just for sake of and not even thinking why I'm following it, why should I do it, then they may not make a good effect. We talked about the four regulatory principles. Is there only to benefit us, nobody else. They are there to purify us. If we become a better person, our heart is purified, then we can give the same love to others. If we are contaminated, then what we can going to give others? Nothing. Everybody is contaminated anyway. What you can add there? There are so much contamination. So what we have to do? We have to purify ourselves first. These are just the guidelines so we can go in those direction and become more realized soul. When you get realization, you become more advanced and you do it more strictly and with full faith. And Goswami Prabhupada is saying, don't reject the rules, be thinking, oh, I'm so advanced now, is it? It's forever. These rules will save you forever. These are like a vaccine that put us around. So we cannot be contaminated further by the material powers. So we have to make sure we vaccinated every time, not sometime, not other time. Prabhupada always said this morning program that he built or he instructed to give us all the medicine or vaccination so Maya cannot touch us during the day when we work outside of those programs. So that's why Rupa Goswami is saying we have to be very careful how we follow this principle. Don't become mechanical only. Try to follow with your heart. And next one is number five, associating with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So association is a wonderful thing, is it? If you want to become a doctor, what we do? We try to associate with the doctors who are successful. If you want to be a successful lawyer, if you want to become a successful lawyer, you want to associate with the lawyers who are successful. Similarly, any field you see, people who they want to stay that way. And there's that association. Prabhupada said so many times that 90% of our progress in spiritual consciousness comes from the association of the devotees and pure devotees of the Lord. We should chant in their presence. We should discuss Krishna Katha in their presence. We should honor the prasadam with the devotees. That will give us this vaccination, this protection and advancement as well. So Rupa Goswami is saying we should avoid which is not helpful in our Krishna consciousness, any association that is not helpful. And number six, being greedy for mundane achievements. So sometimes we get carried away. I am the best. I got this award. I got recognized by this. I'm so special. I'm so good. I did everything so perfectly. I'm so special. And what it will do to us is it develop a false sense of pride that I'm so special. And what will happen then? We get bewildered and then we get carried away with those false pride. Even the small thing we ignore and whatever ultimately falls down. So this is a wonderful caution that Rupa Goswami has put together for us. So then we can be steady in our path of Krishna consciousness. We should not have any doubt that Krishna consciousness doesn't work. It does work. We have to make sure we put our full faith and confidence into the guidelines, rules, regulations, provide our acharyas. And I want to read one more verse before we end. The third verse of Prabhupada Goswami. What is favorable? We talked about what is cautions, not favorable, but what is favorable for all of us for Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami said there are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. Number one, being enthusiastic. You need to have a lot of energy, is it? Prabhupada, even at the age of 70, 75, had full of energy. He traveled all around the world. Wherever he goes, he maintained the same schedule, morning japa, morning walk, mangalarti, darshanarti, bhagavatam class, is it? He didn't say, I'm so tired, I have jet lag, I want to take rest, is it? Because he's working Krishna consciousness, he had full energy. When his spiritual energy comes, and something you love from your heart, you don't feel tired. But something we do forcefully, very easily we become very distressed. Because we don't want to, but we have to do that. So most of the work we do in the world, outside life, we do because we have to do. But sometimes we don't like it even. That what happens, it drains our energy very fast. And that's why we need more japa, more sadhana, more kirtan, so we can re-energize ourselves to go faster on this path. Number two, endeavoring with confidence. So that's why important. First, you convince your heart. Is this really I like to do? Is this really I want to do? Is it really works? When you convince, then it's easy to go on that path. If you're going on a highway and you're not sure which path to take, you're confused, is it? You may take one or another, but you're not sure. But once you know, whether the help of GPS or you know the past experience, at least you know if I start from this path to other path in this time frame, I'll be getting there. So that's why we have to be very, very determined and understanding what we are doing with confidence. That solves your problem almost 80%. If we determine and we have full confidence, the Krishna consciousness, we understand it works. But we have to first convince ourselves that it'll work for me as well. Why not for me? Number three, that we don't have, being patient. We don't have patience. Something is bad happens, we start reacting very fast. Why did it happen to me? I did so much wonderful things. It should happen to others, not to me. I'm Krishna conscious. I'm devotee. Is it? So we lose patience very fast. Even we can preach very nicely, but when it comes to us, upon us, we lose patience. Is it? How dare you did to me? Is it? We don't have tolerance on patience for certain things. Number four, acting according to regulatory principle. So we have to be very regulated. Our life should be regulated. It's not all over the place. Because I'm saying such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So out of all those process of bhakti, Shravanam is very important. Because that goes faster than anything else. If we hear this mundane music, you can only remember those music only in your life. How good they are. But if you hear more about Krishna's katha, Krishna's kirtan, then what it does, it gives you a lot of spiritual happiness as well as a lot of purity to your sins that we have accumulated, as we said before. So it has like a double work. It's giving you happiness as well as it's helping you to become a better person in Krishna consciousness. So that's very important. Similarly, kirtan, we're doing together, we're glorifying Krishna. What else we can do? If you water the tree, Prabhupada said, only then you will be happy. Then Vishnu Smaranam, that's very, very important. If you remember Krishna all your life, Krishna made sure at the time of death, antakale chamameva smaramukta klevaram, whatever you remember, he will make sure you come back to him if you can remember him at the time of the death. The hearing, chanting and remembering Krishna is very, very important for all of us. Number five, abandoning the association of non-devotees. So this is what we just discussed. If you want to be a devotee, we make sure we are in the association of wonderful devotees, the pure devotees, acharyas, through their lecture, through their kirtans, through other kirtans that we get do now. So many programs happening in so many temples now. Kirtan and japa and all those things, we should attend those if possible. And be among a lot of devotees. Wherever we are, we can be in association. Doesn't need to be physically. Even through the voice, the internet now is available, so many devices are available.
We can be in Krishna consciousness any moment of the time we want to. And lastly, number six, following in the footsteps of the previous acharya. So we have to follow. You don't need to imitate, is it? Because they are the acharya, they are very realized souls. We cannot imitate. But we have to follow their guidelines, their path, how to achieve success. Prabhupada did so much for all of us. All of us here are here. What are we doing is only because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because he came at such an advanced age, leaving his the best place in the creation for us, sannyasi, which is Vrindavan. And Krishna ever performing his pastimes just to give the mercy to people who are struggling very, very hard in this world. He said so many times, somebody asked, the reporter asked, why did you come to US? He said, I only come here not to take anything, to give you what you have forgotten about it. You have forgotten your relationship with Krishna. So only by chanting his holy name, eating the prasadam, we can revive our relationship with Krishna. With that, let's chant Hare Krishna. I'll end it.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you everyone for joining. Is anybody has question, comments, suggestion? Yes. Okay, thanks everyone. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Hari Hari Bol.